We made it. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Ludlow Independent Public Schools announced this week that they will extend the district's spring break from its original date range of April 1st to April 5th to a revised range date of April 1st to April 8th, with classes resuming on Tuesday, April 9th, according to a letter posted on the district's social media pages. The announcement states that the change will allow construction crews to complete preliminary work in and around some of the elementary school classrooms. The letter goes on to say extra time will allow crews to complete their work without endangering student safety. A recently released population study by the Center for Economic Analysis and Development from the Hale College of Business at Northern Kentucky University and commissioned by the regional economic development company BNKY suggested that population in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties is likely to increase through 2050. BNKY commissioned the study to get a better idea of the future of the region's demography and workforce composition. Hotels in Erlinger could soon be required to keep a registry of their guests if an ordinance discussed at Tuesday's city council meeting comes to fruition. City Attorney Jack Gatlin said the proposal would be added to the nuisance ordinance passed just over a year ago that targets frequent property offenders. Having hotel tenant lists would help police to build evidence and keep records of tenants, especially sex offenders or those with warrants who may not be disclosing their whereabouts. Gatlin said the ordinance should be a benefit to both the city and to protect hotels by helping eliminate property offenders. Before an ordinance goes into effect, City Council would like to discuss the benefits and concerns with local hotel and motel owners. Information required at check-in under the ordinance would be a valid ID and the license plate number of any car that a tenant is keeping at the hotel. Rentals with fewer than six rooms, such as homes listed as Airbnbs or Vrbo, would not be affected by this ordinance, Gatlin said. City Council will collect input from hotels before taking the issue back up at a later meeting. The date for that meeting is yet to be determined. Well, that's going to do it for this week of the Lincoln KY Daily Headlines podcast. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I want to say thank you for giving this podcast a listen. I'll talk to you next week.